Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kufchav, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Devorah Basmecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miro Basar Rivka, and Chaya Devorah Basar Sprinza. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miro, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're coming towards the very, very, very end of Masechtas Pesachim. It's also the very, very, very end of the Gemara's discussion of the Leil HaSeder, and as such, the topic of today's daf is going to be the Afikoyim. It's Akdum Mishnah. Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikoyim. So we all know the Maimer of Chazal. In today's daf, we're going to see exactly what that means. In fact, it's a machloikis amayra'in, poshipsha, what ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyim means. The literal translation, says the Rashbam, is after the korban pesach was eaten, you can't say goodbye, meaning you can't do afikoyim. So afikoyim is not okay after the korban pesach. So once upon a time, Bizman Shabes HaMikdash HaYekayim, the focal point of the Leil HaSeder was eating the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought on Yudal and Nisan, which was Erev Pesach. And then, V'achlu HaSabasa B'lai Lazeh, at the Seder, the Yidin would eat the Basar of the Korban Pesach. After the Korban Pesach was eaten, you can't say goodbye, Ein Maftirin, with Afikoyman. Says the Gemara, my Afikoyman. What exactly does Afikoyman mean? Amar Rav, Rav said, Shaloye, Yakru mi Chabur la Chabur. What it means is that if you want to pick yourself up now and eat someplace else, that's not something that you're allowed to do. Meaning, if you want to eat after you ate the Korban Pesach, that's okay. However, if you want to eat after you ate the Korban Pesach together with another Chabura, that's not going to be okay. Now, why would there even be such a halacha? So the Rashbam explains, it's based on sugis that we saw earlier in the Masechta, and that is you are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach together with two different chaburas. So even if you're eating from your Korban Pesach, but if you're going to eat part of it in one room and part of it in another room, that in and of itself is not okay. The rest of the Seder, the last rest of the meal, the Chagigas Yudalid, the matzah, the mor, you don't have such a halacha. That halacha was said specifically with regards to the Korban Pesach. However, to strengthen that law, Chazal went and they made a derabbanon. And they said that be careful, once you eat the Korban Pesach, don't eat even anything else in another area. Because if you eat something else in another area, you may eat part of the Korban Pesach in another area. And that's something that's already not okay. So Rav said, what does it mean? Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyman? It means that once you eat the Korban Pesach, you can't eat any other food in another area. Now, how does that fit into the word afikoyman? So the Rashbam explains that as well. There's long Rashbams here in the Gemara. Rav held that the word afikoyman is miloshen afiku manaychu. So it's one word that's made up of two Aramaic words. Afi is miloshen afiku, remove, manaychu, your kelim. See, now let him move your kelim. That's what it means. You can't, after the Korban Pesach, say, you know what, chevra, let's get up, let's reconvene in another area. That's not something you're allowed to do. Are you allowed to eat after the afikoyman? According to Rav, you are. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, no. What it means is, you're not allowed to eat, period, after you ate from the Korban Pesach. For example, kingoin ur diloili. I, said Shmuel, usually at the end of a meal, like to eat mushrooms. I would not be able to eat mushrooms after I ate from the Korban Pesach. V'guzlai la Abba, or Abba, also known as Abba Richa, also known as Rav. Rav would use the like to eat, literally, guzlaya, our young pigeons, after the meal. He wouldn't be able to do that either. Why? Because the halacha of ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyman means not that you're simply not allowed to eat in another area, but it's much more than that. You're not allowed to eat, period. So even if you're going to be ba'osay makom, literally in the same place where you ate the Korban Pesach, even then it's not going to be okay. Now, according to Shmuel, what's the taich of afikoyman? Rav learned afikoyman means afiku monaichu. You're not allowed to move your kelim, meaning you're not allowed to move your dinner setting to another area. Shmuel holds that that's not really a problem. What's The problem is much more than that. You're not allowed to eat at all. So according to Shmuel, says Rashbam, you have to say that afikoymen means afiku mine mesika. It's referring to all good foods, meaning something that people used to usually eat as dessert, mine mesika, something that's zi, something that's sweet. That's what we're referring to. So we have a very fundamental machloikis between Rav and Shmuel with major implications for halacha as it relates to once upon a time, bezman shebeis mikdash ha'yukayim, after the Korban Pesach was brought, so there was halacha of ein maftirin achar Pesach afikoymen. What exactly does this mean? Rav said what it means is that if you want to eat, you can eat, but you can't eat someplace else. You can't eat the Korban Pesach itself in two places. So once you start eating from the Korban Pesach, you can't eat anything in another area. According to Shmuel, it's much more than that. You're not allowed to eat, period. Once you eat from the Korban Pesach, you are not allowed to go anyplace else. And it says the Gemara, they learned shot like Shmuel, and they just gave different examples of mine mesika, things that you wouldn't be able to eat after you ate from the Korban Pesach. And what are those things? Going tamarim, dates, cloyos, toasted grains, agoyos and walnuts. Tanya kavos Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rabbi Yochanan's nusach em aftir nachar pesach kigoyin tmarim cloyos ve'agoyos. Now the halach of the Mishnah em aftir nachar pesach afikoymen is talking about the Korban Pesach. We don't have a Korban Pesach nowadays, so technically the simple halach of the Mishnah should really be moot. Once upon a time, there was a Korban Pesach. There was a din, a maftir nachar pesach afikoymen. A machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, what exactly does that mean? Afiku monaichu, afiku mine mesika. Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say like Shmuel, Tanya Kavah said to Rabbi Yochanan. But again, today we don't have a Korban Pesach. So if you don't have a Korban Pesach, you can't have Hilchas Korban Pesach. You don't have the halach of a maftir nachar pesach afikoymen. Stating that, as an introduction to the next part of the Gemara, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach bezman hazeh, but we do eat something at the Leil HaSeder, which is a zecher to the Korban Pesach. And that is what we call, ironically, the afikoymen. So the afikoymen was what you were not allowed to do after you ate from the Korban Pesach. In the vernacular, b'loshan amami, afikoymen is the thing we do eat as a zecher to the Korban Pesach. So really, afikoymen is something you can't do after you ate from the Korban Pesach. We use the word loosely to really represent the achila of the Korban Pesach. So what do we eat? We don't eat meat. That's a little too dangerous. What we do is we eat a matzah, a kezayis of matzah. So I have to eat the first kezayis and the second kezayis. At the end of the sud, you end up eating another kezayis. And that kezayis represents what was once the Korban Pesach. So here's the question. If there's a halach of a maftir and achar ha-pesach afikoymen, what about nowadays that we don't have a Korban Pesach? What we have is matzah that's a zecher to the Korban Pesach. So should we have that halacha or should we not have that halacha? It's not the Korban Pesach, but it's a zecher to the Korban Pesach. So does this zecher, the Korban Pesach, schlep along with it, drag with it all the laws of Korban Pesach, as a result, ein maftir nachar pesach afikoymen, or maybe not, meaning, would you have a halacha of ein maftirin achar ha'afikoymen, afikoymen, right? That's really what it would be. But the point is there a halacha that after you ate the kezayis of what we call afikoymen, the kezayis matzah, which is really a zeicha to the Korban Pesach, would there now be an iser to go ahead and eat? Zok the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, ein maftirin achar matzah afikoymen. Yeah. Just like you have this halacha regarding the Korban Pesach, you have it regarding matzah, so afraid the Gemara, Tanam, learned in our Mishnah, ein maftirin achar pesach afikoymen. Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat afikoymen after the Korban Pesach, achar it sounds like it's only after the real thing, after the Korban Pesach. It sounds like after matzah, it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, "Let me buy your car." No, the way you have to read the Mishnah is as follows: "Let me buy achar matzah, loy nafesh tamayu." Avad, the Mishnah didn't even have to say the halacha of emaftir and achar matzah afikoymen. Meaning, it was understood if I tell you emaftir and achar pesach afikoymen, certainly emaftir and achar matzah afikoymen. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference between matzah and Pesach, which goes to the core of the halacha, and this is going to be important for the raid. It goes to the core of the halacha of why it is a maftir nachar Pesach afikoymen. Matzah doesn't have such a strong taste, but meat, lamb, has a very strong taste. So after eating the matzah, there it's pashit that you should not be able to eat anything else. Why? Because the time of the matzah is not such a strong time, and if you go now and eat something else, you're going to dilute the time. And that's not a good thing. Aval achra pesach, but after you eat from the Korban Pesach, if you're going to eat a little bit of dessert, mushrooms, you're going to eat young pigeons, you're going to eat date, toasted grains, walnuts, that's not going to have the ability to completely remove the taste of the geshmak of flesh that you just ate. For like motzi avure. So less than, but I would have thought that halacha doesn't apply. Kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah said it regarding carbon Pesach, and the Mishnah said it regarding matzah. Meaning, lo'olam, if that halacha is true for Pesach, it's true for matzah, because the matzah represents the carbon Pesach. If that's the case, why the Mishnah talk Pesach, it should have spoken matzah, because believe it or not, it's a bigger chiddush in Pesach than it is in matzah. In matzah, you hear it more, because eating something after the matzah is going to remove the little bit of taste that the matzah has. But if you're going to eat it after the Pesach, you would think that what's it really going to do to the taste of the carbon Pesach? Kamash one, it's going to be a problem. But what do you see from here? You see a tam why a maftir and achra Pesach afikoyman. And the reason is because it's important to maintain the taste of the carbon Pesach in your mouth. See, even after you finish eating from the carbon Pesach, but we want you to still taste the carbon Pesach. So if you're going to go now and eat mine mesika, so that's already going to dilute the taste and it's going to be a problem. Now, this time of the Gemara would seem to make and work, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan, that say that the Isser is to eat, period. According to Rav, there really is no Isser to eat, period. The Isser is only Shloye Akru Mechabura L'Chabura. You just can't eat in another place. And it's more related to the Gzeir that the Karban Pesach wasn't allowed to be eaten in two places, so we don't want you to eat anything after the Karban Pesach in another place. But this is Shmuel talking anyways. But the point is that says the Gemara, the Yisoid of why Eim Aftir and Achar Pesach Avikoyman is related to not removing the taste of the Karban Pesach. That's why the Mishnah said it regarding Karban Pesach, because it's actually a Chiddush, because you would have thought how you anyways going to be able to remove that taste. So first we ask the kasha on Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to try to support what Shmuel said, and that is from a Tesefta Sufganim V'Adufshanim V'Iskaritim. So Ayin Rashbam who explains what exactly these things are, but these are three different types of matzahs. Adam and Malik creates them. You're allowed to eat them on Pesach. However, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with it, and you have to make sure that after you eat it, you eat a kinsayas matzah. So the Gemara says, "Bachrein im barishayin alay." So let's just read the lashon of the Tesefta. You could eat these things if you want. You just have to make sure that you eat a kinsayas matzah afterwards. It sounds like the last thing you have to eat is a kinsayas matzah. Now we eat matzah at the beginning of the Suda. We don't eat matzah bachrein. The truth is, we do eat matzah bachrein. What's the matzah bachrein that we eat? What we call the afikoyman. What's a zeichem to the carbon Pesach? So you see from here, that has to be the last thing you eat. Also, this is a riot to Shmuel. That just like emaftir nachar Pesach afikoyman, so to emaftir nachar matzah afikoyman. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. It could be, when the Baraisa said, ubevachech l'gzayis matzah bachrein, it's not saying that you have to eat the gzayis matzah last. What it's saying is you can eat the gzayis matzah last. Why would you think you can't eat the gezayis matzah less? Because you would have thought that when you eat the gezayis matzah, you have to eat a litay oven. Perik arve psochim. All the epicness began with that halacha. Arve psochim somech lemincha leyechal adam anshatechshach. Why? So you should eat the matzah litay oven. So you would have thought that you have to eat it earlier in the meal. You can't eat it later. Kamash malon. That's what the brayza said. Meaning lo mi boya barishayin gachal itam. That's certainly the beginning of the meal. You're allowed to eat. Avot b'chayin the matzah lemechalachi legasa im maloy. But you would have thought later in the meal you're not going to really enjoy it anymore. So maybe it's not okay. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush. That's what you're supposed to. Mazutra says the Gemara Masne Hachi. Mazutra had an opposite girsa of what Rabbi Yehuda had said in the name of Shmuel. So again, the Mishnah said Eimaftirin Achar Pesach Afikoymen. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Eimaftirin Achar Matzah Afikoymen. Why? Because the matzah is a zecha to the carbon Pesach. So if you can't eat after the carbon Pesach, so too the kizayis matzah that we eat at the end of the meal, what we call Afikoymen. The last thing you eat has to be a kizayis matzah. The Gemara had a kasha first, and then a raya. The Gemara was doicha the kasha, and the Gemara was doicha the raya. But in the first girsa of what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, was that the halach of the Mishnah of Eim Aftir and Achar Pesach Avikoyman applies also to the matzah, which is simply a zecha to the Karban Pesach. In the second girsa says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, just the opposite. Maftir and Achar Matzah Avikoyman. Not Eim Aftir, but Maftir. Meaning the Mishnah meant Dafka Pesach and not matzah. And the Gemara is going to do the same thing it did in the first Lishnah. It's going to ask a kasha, and it's going to bring a raya. But what was a kasha in the first lishna is going to be a raya in the second lishna. And what was a raya in the first lishna is going to be a kasha in the second lishna, because we're coming from the complete opposite angle. Says the Gemara, name of Misayele, Lechur, we have a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Eimaftirin, Achara Pesach, Afikoymen. Achara Pesach, Duloy, Aval Achar Matzah, Maftirin. It sounds like only after the Pesach it's going to be a problem. But after the Matzah, it's not. The Gemara says, no, there's no raya. Let me buy your comer. Really, the Mishnah could have said Matzah, but the Mishnah wanted to tell me a bigger chiddush. Let me buy Achar Matzah. You would have thought maybe only after the matzah you have this halacha, because the matzah doesn't have such a strong taste. If you eat anything after the matzah, you're knocking out the taste. But after the Pesach, maybe it's different. mashmalon, that's the chiddush. Meisvei. Again, what was a rayin? The first lish is now going to be a kasha. Asuf konavad, ushanav eskeritin. All these three types of matzahs. Odom malik kreis him. You want to eat them on yontif, that's okay. Uvavad, sheyoichal kazayas matzah b'achroinim. You have to make sure that you can eat a kazayas matzah b'achroinim. B'achroinim, barishayin aloy. It sounds like you have to eat at the end, not in the beginning. The Gemara says, no, loy mi b'ayu kamar. Loy mi b'ayu barishayin lik ochle te'yavin. Av b'achroinim ta'asi l'michle achil l'gasa emala. You would have thought that you have to eat in the beginning. But if you want to eat at the end, not kamash malon, that's the chiddush, but you have no raya from here that you have to eat it at the end. As a result, you have no kasha on what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. So again, the Mishnah said, Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoymen. What does that mean? After you eat the carbon pesach, no afikoymen. What is afikoymen? Like in so many sugis and shas, it's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, afikoymen is miloshen afiku manaychu. You're not allowed to take your utensils, you can't take your plate, your fork, your knife, and you can't move it to another area. Once you eat from the Karban Pesach, you cannot eat somewhere else. Karban Pesach itself couldn't be eaten in two places. As a result, you can't eat anything in two places once you eat from the Karban Pesach. What if you want to eat at the Seder table? You want to continue your suda? That's okay. You just have to make sure that you don't eat someplace else. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said, afikoymen is miloshen afiku mine mesika. And what the Mishnah is saying is, you can't eat anything. You can't eat your dessert that you would usually eat at the end of the meal after you eat from the Karban Pesach. So usually after eating a steak dinner, you'll have something sweet. Here, the Mishnah says, ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoymen. This is not something you're allowed to do. Why not? According to Shmuel, we know the reason. It's not because of the gzeira, you shouldn't go mechabur lechabur, but rather it's because we want you to have the time of the Karban Pesach. So to maintain the time of the Karban Pesach, this is something you're supposed to do. What about today, where we don't have the Karban Pesach? Today we eat matzah in lieu of the Karban Pesach. What's the halacha going to be then? So we have two lishonos, what the halacha is going to be. In the first lishna, just like ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoymen, so to a maftir and achar matzah afikoymen. In the second lishna, no, it's not after the Karban Pesach. It's not going to be matzah. We had kashas, we had rayas. What's the halacha? Everyone knows the halacha. A maftir and achar matzah afikoymen. That after you eat the last gezayis matzah, which we eat as a zecha to the Karban Pesach, at that point already, there is an iser afikoymen. So again, ironically, what we call afikoymen is really not what the Mishnah called afikoymen. The Mishnah referred to afikoymen as the thing you're not allowed to do after you eat from the afikoymen. According to Rav, afiku manaychu, and according to Shmuel, afiku mine mesika. Just one disclaimer before we go weiter, and we'll get back to this in the raid. And that is, if you take a look at Rashi and the Rashbam in this Gemara, so Rashi and the Rashbam are mefarish the Gemara a little bit differently than the way we were mefarish the Gemara. Ayin Shom, stating that we will mefarish it in the way that Rav of the Rishonim learned the Gemara, and the way that it's brought down in Halacha, and that is that after you eat the last kizayis at the Leil HaSeder, what we refer to as the Afikoymen, which is the Zecha to the Karban Pesach, that's what Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel meant when he said, Ein maftirin achar matzah afikoymen. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav, another classic Arve Psachim Gemara. Today's daf is going to conclude with just a whole barrage of classics. Matzah bizman hazeh deiraisa. Nowadays, there's a mitzvah deiraisa to eat matzah umara derabana. But mara bizman hazeh is only a derabana. So even before we start the Gemara, why would you think that matzah shouldn't be deiraisa? And why would mara be derabana? I mean, the Torah says he's supposed to eat matzah, he's supposed to eat mara. These are upsukim in the Torah. So the teretz, the short answer is very obvious. It's because Pesach today is not what it once was. Once upon a time, the focal point, the Evan Apina of the Yontif of Pesach was the Karban Pesach. It was brought in Yudal Nisan and it was eaten at the Leila Seder. Today, we unfortunately have a very diluted version of what Yontif of Pesach once was. So Rosh Hashanah today is pretty much what it once was. But, and Yom Kippur is what it once was. Different Yom Tovim are minus the Karbonis, but Pesach is fundamentally different because the Iker part of the Yontif in many ways was the Karban Pesach. And it's because of this that Amiron discussed that once we don't have Pesach anymore, so maybe the whole Yontif is not the same. And maybe Matzah is not Deiraisa. Maybe Mar is not Deiraisa. And that's the topic of this next Gemara. So Rav is saying Matzah is Manazes Deiraisa. No, Matzah, even now that there's no Karban Pesach, it's still Deiraisa. Mar? Oh, that's only the Rabban. Zok the Gemara, Mashna Mar. Why is Mar the Rabban? Oh, probably because it says a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Al matzos umiroyim yechlu. And again, This is just consistent throughout the Masechta. The Gemara always quotes the Pasuk in Parashas Bahaloischa and not the Pasuk in Parashas Bah. The Gemara always quotes the Pasuk regarding the Pesach Sheni and not the Pasuk regarding the Pesach Rishon. But either way, says the Gemara, it says, Al-Matsus Mroim, Yoichlu, Vizmandik, Pesach Yishmar, Vizmandalak, Pesach, like Gemara. The Mar was supposed to be eaten together with the Karban Pesach. We spoke at the Erechayim HaKadosh earlier in the Masechta. Everything's coming full circle. With Erechayim says that the Mar was really meant as a spice. You eat meat, so if you want it spicy, you would put some herbs and eat it together with it. And that's really al derech hapshat, what the mar was. Now, why do you want it to be spicy? Yeah, al shem by maru as chayim. But there's also an idea of lamashcha, and this is the right way to eat it. So the mar's home mitzias is to facilitate the Karban Pesach. So Rava said, when does a Karban Pesach this mar? When not? Not. Okay, now, but the Rabbana we do it today. But midday rising up. But if that's the kasha, matzah nam, yoktiva matzah sumroirim, yoichel, the same exact pasuk that says that the mar was eaten together with the Karban Pesach says that the matzah was eaten with the Karban Pesach. So what's pshat in Rava? Rava says, matzah's day raisa, mar is the Rabbana. Meman of shachfreit the Gemara. You're telling me because it says al matzah sumroirim yoichlu, and there's no Karban Pesach today? So fine, so matzah should also be the Rabbana. Elamai, no? So the mar should also be the raisa. So the Gemara says, oh, there's a difference between matzah and between mar, a very simple difference, and that is matzah mahadah hadabekra. In addition to the pasuk of al matzah sumeroyrim yachlu, there's another pasuk that says very clearly there's a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah, and that is be'erev toichlu matzahs. And that pasuk has no strings attached to it. That pasuk doesn't juxtapose it together with Pesach. It doesn't seem to suggest that it's via to shtout su to the Pesach. It's a mitzvah for itself. Just like you have a mitzvah on Sukkot to take dalad minim, you have a mitzvah on Pesach to eat matzah. It has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. So enochinami, when there was a Karban Pesach, there was some kiyum of matzah that had to do with the Karban Pesach. Al matzah sumroirim yechlu. But there's a second din in Achilas Matzah, and that is Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. And as a result, even though there is no Karban Pesach Bizman Azeh, Matzah Bizman Azeh is still going to be Deraisa. But as it relates to Mar, the Torah never said Be'erev Toichlu Mar. You don't have such a pasuk. So the only pasuk you have regarding Mar is the pasuk that puts it together with the Karban Pesach. Oh, there's no Karban Pesach Bizman Azeh. As a result, it can't be a mitzvah of Mar Deraisa. So that's Rav Shita. Rav Shita is Matzah Bizman Azeh de Raisa, Mora Bizman Azeh de Rabban. For Rachav Yaakov, Rachav Yaakov argued. He said, Echazav Echazeh de Rabban. No, Matzah and Mora are both the Rabban. Meaning, even Matzah Bizman Azeh de Rabban. Look, say Berav Toichlu Matzahs. I doesn't it say Berav Toichlu Matzahs? That pasuk seems to suggest that irrespective of the Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah day raisa to eat matzah. So the Gemara says, Ahimi boy, le tamim shayv derech rechayka. That's coming to tell me something else. It's talking about bismatch based mikdash ayukain. At the time, really, there was a Karban Pesach being brought. However, this individual couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. Why not? Because he was tamim, or he was bederech rechayka. And this is going to get pushed off to Pesach Shein. So, g'day techamino, ich volk devolt meinin, kivam de Pesach leyachli matzah mar naming leinechel. Being that this person can't eat from the Karban Pesach, maybe shouldn't eat matzah mar either. Kamash Malon, that he has a mitzvah. So, Bizman Shabes Hamikdash Ayukayim, a Yid that can't bring the Karban Pesach because he's Tomei or he's Bederech Rechayka. Yeah, the Erev Teichel Matzah is Marba that he has a mitzvah to eat matzah. Midoi Raisa. But that doesn't mean that Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when no one is bringing the Karban Pesach, that is going to be a mitzvah day Raisa. Zokti Gemara Verava Amalucha. What? Is Rava going to respond to Rav Acher Yaakov said? Meaning Rava said, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs is Mechadish, that even nowadays that there's no Karban Pesach, still there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Rav Acher Yaakov said, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, right? Tafasta Mu'a Tafasta. How do you know to say such a big Kiddush? Maybe all the Pasuk is being Marba, is someone that can't bring the Karban Pesach, because he's Tomei or Bederech Chagu, but at the very least, it's Bezman Shabes HaMikdash HaYikayim. So Mar says, Rav Amalach, he's going to tell you, Tomei B'shai Bederech Chagu, Loi Tzarcha. You don't need a Pasuk to be Marba, someone that's Tomei Bederech Chagu. Why? The like Gary. Because they are not worse. May Aral ben Eicha, from an Aral and a ben Eicha. Tanya learned in a brayso. Call Aral lo yoichal boy. An Aral is not let eat from the Karban Pesach, but it says lo yoichal boy. And we learn from there, boy ain't no yoichal, aval oichal be matzah umare. Boy, the Karban Pesach is not let eat from, but matzah umare is. Also, once I know that an Aral who doesn't eat from the Karban Pesach still has a mitzvah to eat matzah, so why would I think a tummy and a derech chayka would be different? So I don't need a pasuk to be marba tummy derech chayka. What is the pasuk marba? Bizman has a v'idach. What about Rav Acher by Yaakov? The Gemara says, no. Siv b'hai kro, v'ksiv b'hai v'tzrichi. Rav Acher by Yaakov held that even though the Torah was marba, that an oral who can't eat from the Karban Pesach does have a chiyuv to eat matzah, doesn't necessarily mean someone that's tummy b'derech chayka. Why? Because maybe there's a difference between a tameh b'shoyi b'derech achayka and an aral. Now the Gemara doesn't say what the difference is. The Gemara just says tzrichi, that if I would know one, I wouldn't know the other, and if I would know the other, I wouldn't know one. What is the difference? I am Barashbam. Zok the Gemara. So we have a machloikas between Rava and Rav Acher by Yaakov. Matzav is manazeh. Deiraisa derabban. It's a pretty big shaila. Today, the leil haseder. Is there a biblical obligation to eat matzah? Or is it only rabbinic? According to Rava, matzah b'zmanazeh deiraisa. According to Rav Acher by Yaakov, matzah b'zmanazeh is a derabbanan. Marer, everybody holds as derabbanan. Marer b'zmanazeh, there's no sheet and chas that holds as deiraisa. Everyone holds as a derabbanan. The shail is, what about matzah? That's a machloikis between Rava and Rav Acher by Yaakov. So the Gemara says, who's right? Tanya kavase de Rava. We have a braisa that supports shitas Rava that matzah b'zmanazeh de raisa. What's this braisa? Sheishas yomim toichol matzah. It says in the Torah, you're supposed to eat matzahs for 6 days. Ubayoyim ashvi atzeres l'shem alekecha. So we did a long read bite on this earlier in the Masechta with this conflicting psukim as it relates to what the obligation of matzah is. Be'erev toichol matzah sounds like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah that one night. Then there's a pasuk that says you're supposed to eat matzah for shivas yomim. 7 days. It sounds like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire yontif. And then we have a pasuk, the pasuk that the Gemara just quoted, that says, Sheishas yomim toichol matzahs. Supposed to eat matzah for 6 days. So the Gemara says like this, that from the pasuk that says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 6 days, you see for sure that the 7th day is not an obligation. So mashvi rishos, we know the 7th day is for sure rishos, and we make the following derasha. If the 7th day is a rishos, af sheishas yomim rishos, the 6 days are also going to be a rishos. My time, mechtesi, maybe the 7th day is a rishos. How do you know the other 6 days are rishos? It's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayin Adreshes Ben of Rabbi Yishmael Oimer fame, because the 7th day was Hoya Bechlal. The Torah sounded like 7 days is a mitzvah to eat matzah. And then the Torah went and was Yoitzim and Aklal one of those 7 days. It said 6 days, which implies a 7th day now. And here's the rule, that Dovash Hoya Bechlal, the Yotzim and Aklal Olami, something that was part of a cloud, and it left the cloud to teach, it's not only coming to teach about itself. I mean, it's not just coming to say the 7th days of Rishos. It's coming to teach about the entire 7 days. And to teach me that the entire 7 days is a Rishos. Someone says, well, if that's the case, so maybe the first night should also be Rishos. No, it says in the Torah, the first night is a special mitzvah. From there, I would know only Bismacha Mesa Mikdash Kaim. Bismacha in Mesa Mikdash Kaim and I. Then you don't have a Matzah. It also says, Berev Teichel Matzahs, Akats the Kavi Kaim. To tell me that it's always going to be chiv. What's the bottom line? You see from this braisa mefurish that even bezvan she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, still there's a mitzvah be'erev toichlo matzahs. That's tanya kavasi derava. There's machlokes rava Rachav Yaakov again how to understand be'erev toichlo matzahs. According to Rachav Yaakov, it means bezvan she'beis hamikdash hayikayim l'rabis even a tamei v'shoy b'derech chukki that's not bringing the carbon pesach. He doesn't have a matzah from roim yoichlo. He has a second din of be'erev toichlo matzahs. Rava said no. It means everybody bezvan she'beis hamikdash hayikayim. This is a mefurish of braisa that supports rava, and that's why there's a little aleph next to Shitas Rava, Matzah b'zmanazeh doi reisa, Marid Rabbanon, that's the halacha. It's like Rava Shita in Psachim daf Kuf Chaf Mamed Aleph, as opposed to Rav Acher by Yaakov Shita in Psachim daf Kuf Chaf Mamed Aleph. Just to reminisce for a moment, remember the good old days when we went through these sugyas intensely as it relates to matzah. So we did two very important yesoidas as it relates to this Gemara. Number one, the Gemara quoted two psukim as it relates to an obligation b'leila seida to eat matzah. Al matzah sumeroyram yoichlu and be'erev toichlu matzahs. These are two psukim that to a degree seem like they're saying the same thing. Al matzah sumeroyram yoichlu is saying that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah to leila seida. Be'erev toichlu matzahs is saying there's a mitzvah to eat matzah to leila seida. But there's a nuance, as we saw in the daf. Al matzah sumeroyram yoichlu is saying that when you eat the Pesach, together with it, eat matzah. Be'erev toichlu matzahs is saying that there's an independent obligation to eat matzah. So we said over from the Panovich Rav and Zecha Yitzchak and from Maron Agriz, the Briskerov and the Briska Agadis, that said that the two mitzvahs of Al Matzah Sumroyram Yechlu and Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs are mutually exclusive. Meaning it's possible for me to eat a Kezayas matzah and I'll fulfill the mitzvah of Al Matzah Sumroyram Yechlu, but I will not fulfill the mitzvah of the Erev Teichum Matzahs. In fact, the Panovich Rav and the Brisker Rav, they both said that all the sugyas that we learned, primarily in Perek Kol Shah, Lechem Oini, and all the different dinim that you have with regards to mitzvahs matzah, they're all halachos and a Shulchan Aruch that governs the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichum Matzahs. But as it relates to the mitzvah of Al Matzahs Umeroyram Yechlu, the standard of what the definition of matzah is much lower. So, what's a matzah? That's a big shiloh. But the definition of matzah is going to be much stricter if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs as opposed to the mitzvahs of Al Matzahs U'Meroyrim Yechlu. Meaning, it's possible for a Yid to eat matzah b'zvan shebeis hamikdash ha'yikayim and b'leil ha'seder and fulfill the mitzvah of Al Matzahs U'Meroyrim Yechlu, but not fulfill the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. What does this mean? So that's already raid that we've gone through. The other thing that, of course, we have to mention is the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said that even though the Gemara is mefurish, wasn't the main point of the daf, but the Gemara brought a braisa that said very, very clearly that Mashvi, Rishus, Afsheshes, Yom, and Rishus, that even though there's psukim in the Torah that seem to suggest that maybe there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, but the Gemara says, no, it's a Rishus. The seventh day is clearly a Rishus, and it's a Dovash Hoya Bechlal, Lelamed, Loyalamed al Atzma Yatzah, Elalamed al Klal Kula Yatzah. That just like the seventh day is a Rishus, the whole Yantiv is a Rishus. When is it a mitzvah to eat matzah? Oh, the first night, Berif Teichel Matzahs. But other than that, it's always going to be a Rishus. But the Vilna Gaon said in Maaseh Rav that this that the Gemara refers to it as a Rishus is only relative. It's only relative to the obligation that you have the first night Yantiv. So the first night Yantiv, you have to eat matzah, just like today you had to put on tefillin. It's the same level of obligation. But at the same time, said the Vilna Gaon, if somebody would eat matzah the rest of Yantiv, Avada said the Gaon, he would be Mekayim a mitzvah. So why then did we refer to it as a Rishus? So the Gaon said, Legabi Laila Rishoyna Shehi Chayva, it's viewed as a Rishus. Because it's not a Chiyuv, but at the same time, it's not a Prosta Rishus. So if you go ahead and you eat matzah, at the very least, you're going to fulfill a mitzvah. Meaning, if you eat a salad at the Leil HaSeder, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. It's a rishus. You don't have to do it. And if you do it, it's also a rishus. You didn't necessarily fulfill a mitzvah. If you have a geshmak in it, maybe simchas yantiv, maybe oinig yantiv. But the point is, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and eat it. Matzah is different. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah once you were Mekayim, your Kezayis Matzah, Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. But at the same time, the whole Yontif said the Vilna Gaon, there's still going to be a mitzvah. And that's why they bring in the Maaseh Rav from the Vilna Gaon, by Mechaviv Ma'od Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah Kol Shiva. The Vilna Gaon had a tremendous Chavivos from the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Ubi Yontif Achroin, and on the last day of Yontif, Achron Shalchag, Hoya Oichel Suda Shlishes. He used to eat Shalosh Shudas. And Afa Bishloi Hoya Oichel Shalosh Shudas B'shan Yontif. Even though the Gaon Shita was that there's no Chiyuv to eat Shalosh Shudas on Yontif. But Mipnei Chavivas Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah Shizmanei Hoy Lechloi. It was a hergish of Yontif is going away. And all of a sudden this Chavivas for the Matzah just came oozing out. And that's why the Gaon on that last day he would go and he would eat Shalosh Shudas. Incidentally, it's clear that the Gaon didn't eat Shalosh Shudas the entire Pesach. He only ate it the last day. Why? I mean, if he had a chavivos and he held it was a mitzvah, it's clear. Mipnei chavivos mitzvahs achilas matzah, shezmanoi hoy lechloi. Sounds like the fact that the mitzvah was going away, that somehow triggered the emotion, that triggered the hergeshim, and it's for that reason, that's what the Vilna Gaon did. When we spoke about this Gaon earlier in the Masechta, so we mentioned that Rosh Shiva of Yeruchim Shlita, in the Sefer Yerech HaMayadim, so he brings a whole litany of Rishonim that seem to say the same Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. He brought it from the Evin Ezra, from the Chizkuni, from the Rekeach, Ayin Sham Zok, the Mishnah, Vayit Yoshnu Mikzasan. What happens if the Yid, a Chaburu was sitting together and they were eating from the garbage pass? And then some of the people fell asleep. So the halacha is yoichnu, it's fine. The ones that are awake can continue eating. You wake up, it's all fine. Kula, what if everybody falls asleep? Lo yoichnu. That terminates, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Rabbi Yossi says, nisnamnu, if they were nisnamnim yoichnu, it's okay. Near the mula yoichnu. We'll explain what that is. Ha-pesach achach ha-chatzoyis metamas ha-yadayim. The carbon pesach after ha-chatzoyis is metamas ha-yadayim. Ha-pigol v'ha-noyser metamas ha-yadayim. Pigol and noyser are also metamas ha-yadayim. So what does this all mean? So there's an idea that if you fall asleep during the Seder, after you wake up, you're not supposed to eat anymore. So what's Pashup Shat in this idea? What's the general concept? So the Rashbam, on the Mishnah, that's an Amman Aleph, says, quote, the nira ka'oichol pischai bebeiz mekoymas. The me'acha sheyoshnu, hisichu daitam lechol oit, v'choshev leitanu, ka'achilo shnei mekoymas, v'chumra ba'almoho. So Rashbam says a pshat, he acknowledges it's a chumra ba'alma. It's certainly not the pasha pshat, but says the Rashbam, there's an idea that if you fall asleep and then you wake up, it's as if you're eating a tumah kindness. So that's why there's a little bit of an issue. So it was machlekes Rabbi Yosi in the Tanakama exactly what the fine print of this halach is. Tanakama said it depends. Yashtu miksasan or yashtu. Everyone fall asleep, or some of the people fell asleep. Rabbi Yosi said that's not what it meant. Well, that's not what matters. What we're dealing with over here is nisnamnu or nirdamu. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi, I mean nisnamnu yoichel nirdamu yoichelam nisnam. What's the definition of nisnamnu? It sounds like nisnamnu is not such an issue. Rav Ashi said nim v'loy nim. It means you're sleeping, but you're not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir. You're awake, but you're not awake. If somebody would call you, you'd be able to respond. But v'loyodeh do a svara. But you can't say alumdis. You can't shtela tu dinim. V'chimitkur le'mitkur. But if you remind him of alumdis, then maybe he's going to remember it. So you're in this quasi-comatose state. That's basically what it is. And this is the halacha. Abayu, the Gemara says, Abayu was once sitting with his Rebbe Rabba, Chasad the Khan Nimnem, and he saw he was falling asleep in the middle of the Seder. Now, this is obviously after Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is obviously not related to a real Karban Pesach. It was related, presumably, to the Leila Seder and Afikoyim, which is a Zeichet to the Karban Pesach. So Amalei told him, "Ein kanam mar." Says Rebbe, "You're sleeping." Amalei, "No, me numi kamen. I'm not sleeping. I'm just drimmeling a little bit." V'tanan, and we pass by Rabbi Yosi. Nisnamnu yoichel nidem lo yoichel. As long as I'm nisnamnim, it's not a problem. Nirdemu, that you fell asleep. The shlofs, that's a problem. But if you're simply nisnamnim, you just like your eyes, your chin is falling, and v'chulu, that's already not an issue. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, "Ha Pesach achar chatzois." After Chatzos, the meat of the Karban Pesach was Metame Sayadayim. This is a fascinating idea. This is a Karban Pesach, eating a Petairah. This has nothing to do with Pesach HaBa B'tumah. This has nothing to do with Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or the Rambam's Pesach of Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. This is a glat, kosher Karban Pesach. It's Mamish B'Kedusha V'Tahairah. But after Chatzos, if you touch the meat of the Karban Pesach, it's Metame Sayadayim, says the Gemara. What's pshat in this? Gemara says, I know pshat. Pshat is the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah was, ha-pigl v'ha-noisar metame sayodayim. If you have basar of a carbon that's pigl, it's metame sayodayim. If you have basar of a carbon that's noisar, was left over past its time that you were supposed to eat it, it's metame sayodayim. So the Gemara says, you know pshat in the Mishnah must be, alma, you see from him, mechatzoyis ha-vadayim noisar. Once it's chatzoyis netalela seder, the basar becomes noisar. Oh, it's noisar, that's the segue, and that's the next line of the Mishnah. Noisar is metame sayodayim. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that the carbon Pesach after chatzoyis became noisar. Zok the Gemara, and this next Gemara again, one of the most important Gemaras of Masechtas Pesachim, and we have it all the way at the very, very end of the Masechtas. Aman Tana, who is the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that the Karban Pesach becomes noise after Chatzos? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, the Amora said, Rabbi Loza ben Azario. It's the Tana Rabbi Loza ben Azario. Tanya Rabbi Lunta Nebrais of Achos Abbas Balayla, that the Karban Pesach was supposed to be eaten at night. But it doesn't just say at night, it says Balayla Hazeh. Tonight, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah said, "Never come b'layla zev, never lahalun." The fact that Beis Mitzrayim b'layla zev, Torah used the word zev regarding Achilas Karban Pesach, and the Torah used the word zev by makas mechayrus, malahalun at chatzos, just like by makas mechayrus. What did Hazeh mean? It meant at chatzos, afkan at chatzos. So too here, what it means is at chatzos, meaning Rabbi Loz ben Azariah holds based on this kseiris shava that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten before chatzos, ad chatzos. I'm going to be a kiva. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, "V'aloi nemar chipazoin." It says that the Karban Pesach was eaten bechipazoin. V'achaltem oisoi bechipazoin. Pesach hu l'Hashem. Right, the entire pasuk. V'kocha tochlu oisoi. Masnechem chagurim nalechem beraglechem. U'makelchem beyetchem. V'achaltem oisoi bechipazoin. Pesach hu l'Hashem. Now the truth is, the halach of chipazoin was only said regarding the first Karban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim. There was no din of chipazoin regarding the rest of the Karbanis Pesach, Pesach Dairis, but that was Rabbi Akiva's Kasha. It's Kasha, it says in the Torah, Chipazin. Now, what was the Shas Chipazin of the Yidden? When did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim in the morning. So, Makas Becharis happened by Chatzos, and as soon as Makas Becharis happened, Pari's running outside, and he's telling the Yidden, just go, done, Ginik Shoyin, it's finished, this was the 10th Makkah, this was the Makkah B'Patish, literally, he's done, just everybody get out. So Pari is literally trying to get everybody to leave, but they didn't actually leave until the morning. So the way Chazal referred to it is the Aschalto of the Geula, Pari giving the Yidden permission, the Vayib B'Shalach Pari Asa'am, yeah, that happened B'Leil Pesach. But in terms of the actual Geula, the Chipazin itself, that happened the next morning. So Rabbi Akiva said, when should you eat it? Until the man of Pechipazin, for sure. That means you haven't till the morning. So he said, okay, so Rabbi Akiva, so don't tell me till Chatzos. No, you have not. So Machoiz was Mazayim Rabbi Akiva. Do you eat the current Pesach until Chatzos? Or do you eat the current Pesach the whole? Couldn't Rabbi Lazman Azariah. It says, Bachos Abbas, Rabbi Lazah. It says, Hazeb and Machis Bechers. Machis Bechers have my Chatzos. This is also going to be my Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have the whole morning, the whole 19. And came out of the Balailo. So Rabbi Akiva says, if really you haven't told the morning, so why did Torah say Bachos Abbas Balailo? Why do we need that? Just say, I'll know I have the whole night to eat it. So the Gemara says, Yochel, no, I'll tell you what. The Chiddush is, I would have thought you bring the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach. You bring it in the afternoon. Okay, I could eat it that day, and then I could also eat it at night. Every Karban, you were able to eat it on the day you brought the Karban, and then you had the following night. So you would have thought the same thing would be true over here. Talmud Leimer, Balayim, Balayim, no, you had to eat it at night. That's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in Karban Pesach you don't have by any other Karban. You couldn't eat it during the day. Karban Pesach had to be eaten by night. Now, it was a night that was really day, but that's a whole nother story. But it had to be eaten dafke at night. Rabbi Kiva says the Gemara, Hay hazeh my ovid, right? Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with the word hazeh? He doesn't darshan the gzer shavu, what does he do with hazeh? Mi boyle le mute laila achrudasa. He used hazeh to teach me something else, that you have to eat it the first night, you can't eat it the second night. Why would you think you'd eat it a second night? So, I would have thought, Hoy, Pesach Kachem Kalim, because Pesach is Kachem Kalim, but Shlom, Kachem Kalim, Shlom is also Kachem Kalim, Mashlom, and Cholish Neyam, Vlai, Echad, Pesach, Oikim, Leilas, Bemokim, Yom, and Vein, Nechlish Neyam, Vyam, Echad. I would have thought that you could always eat the Shlomim a second day, so maybe the Karban Pesach, not a second day, but at least a second night. Swap the day with the night, and maybe you should have a second night to be able to eat it. Kasa Rachman Azah. That's what the Torah said. Blaz Ben Azariah, Yamalacha. What if Blaz Ben Azariah? He uses Azah to teach me that you have to eat it until Chatzos. How does he know you can't eat the Karban Pesach a second night? Maybe he means to teach me a second. Yamalach, no. But like say, Sirat, Baik, and Afka. It says already in the Torah, you can't eat it past the morning. So if you can't eat it past the morning, I don't need a pasuk to tell me you can't eat it the next night. By the morning, it's for sure nicer. For Rabbi Akiva, whatever Rabbi Akiva, no, Ilah, because Rechmano had turned and said, Hazeh, I would have thought my biker, biker sheni. Maybe biker means biker sheni. Therefore, I need Hazeh to tell me, not that way. Rabbi Laz, Amalacha, kol heichna de kasa, biker, biker rishon. No, if it says biker, it doesn't mean biker sheni. What it means is biker rishon. One last gemar, my Rava. Rava said, Acham matzah bezman hazeh achach chatzos. If somebody would eat matzah nowadays after chatzos, you would eat your regular Kizayis Matzah after Chatzos, meaning you started the Seder really, really, really late, or if you simply ate the Kizayis Matzah that we refer to as the Afikoymen after Chatzos. So what's the halacha? Said Rav, it's very simple. You're not going to be yaitza. Implying according to Rabbi Akiva, you are going to be yaitza. According to Rabbi Lazman Azariah, the current Pesach had to be eaten until Chatzos. So matzah would also have to be eaten until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you had the whole night to eat the Karban Pesach, so you would have the whole night today to eat the matzah. Zok Dimar Pshita, what's the Chiddush? The Kivan de Iskash le Pesach ke Pesach Dami. It's Pashit that matzah should be like Pesach, because matzah is Iskash le Pesach. Now again, when you talk about matzah, the Afikoymen matzah, that Zecha to the Pesach. So that's for sure pshita. But the Gemara is saying, even the real Kizayis Matzah is also pshita. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's a hekish between the Pesach and the Matzah. And being that there's a hekish between the Pesach and the Matzah, you would think that Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Matzah should be similar. Now, what's the hekish between Pesach and Matzah? A Matzah is Rav Yechu. So don't you say that if you have to eat the Karban Pesach, according to Rav Lazman Azariah and Tilchat Zayis, so to the Matzah should be the same way? The Gemara says, no, because Ma'adatim, I would have thought of Afke Krame Keisha. And Amin Aleph, we had a Pasuk that said that even though there's a hekish, but they're not identical. V'haraya bizman hazeh, where there's no Karban Pesach anymore, there's still a mitzvah to eat matzah. Because even though a matzah from Rami Yechlu seems to suggest a hekish, but there's another pasuk, be'erev toichlu matzahs, and that pasuk seems to suggest differently. So kamash malon, that's the chiddush. The hadre kol milsik ha'maisa hadre, that even though be'erev toichlu matzahs teaches me that even when there's no Karban Pesach, still there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, but at the same time there is some sort of hekish. There is some shaychus, there's a kesher, there's a commonality between matzah and Pesach, and if according to Rabbi Lazman Azariah, the Karban Pesach had to be eaten up until Chatzos, that would mean that the matzah, loy mi baya, the matzah that's a zecher to the Karban Pesach, but even the original Kizayis matzah, even though it's technically an independent mitzvah, v'haraya pizman hazeh matzahs deiraisa, even though we don't have a Karban Pesach. Because there's a pasuk that says, berev toichlu matzahs. A bit fart says in the Torah, al matzahs m'roim yechlu, which means that on some level, they have to be similar. So, we just finished the daf with the famous machloikis between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach had to be eaten up until Chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, he had all night to eat the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah had a makar, Rabbi Akiva had a makar. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah's makar was, V'achulas ha-basar, balayla hazeh. It says balayla hazeh regarding Achilas Karban Pesach, and it says balayla hazeh, V'avarti beretz Mitzrayim, balayla hazeh, with regards to the Makas Mechiris, just like Makas Mechiris happened by Chatzos, says Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Karban Pesach is also to be eaten by Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva had his Makar. It says, V'achalta moisei b'chipozayim Pesach u'lashem. You could eat the Karban Pesach until the Zman of Chipozayim. Chipozayim means when the Yidden physically left Mitzrayim. When did that happen? It happened in the morning. So if the Yidden left Mitzrayim in the morning, that would imply you have the entire night up until the morning to eat the Karban Pesach. The truth is, when you think of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and the Leil HaSeid, what comes to mind is what we say in the Haggadah, at the beginning of the Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo yizochisi sheteyomer yitzias Mitzrayim ba'leilois, ad shedar shivim zayim. But there's another very important Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and that is this shita. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah's halacha, that is, that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten up until Chatzos. And Rava's very critical caveat to that. And that is, if the Karban Pesach had to be eaten before Chatzos, matzah also has to be eaten before Chatzos. Loi mibaya, the matzah, which is a zeichet rafikoymen, the matzah also, the regular achilas matzah, that mitzvah, which is a mitzvah deiraisa, it's governed by the same halacha of Chatzos. Because if the Pesach was until Chatzos, the matzah is until Chatzos. Why? Because there's a hekesh between Pesach and matzah. So it's a machloikus between Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So what do we paskin like? So based on Kol Yapsak, you would say that L'chayr Halacha should be like Rabbi Akiva. Because we know the rule. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveir. Erevim mevama mebes. So whenever there's machlois from Rabbi Akiva and chaveiroi, we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. Shaila is, what if Rabbi Akiva argues with a rabbin? So what if it would be machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham? Do you say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi ve'afilu mechaveirov? Or is it halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi ve'loi mechaveirov? The Pashtus is Mechaveroi Veloi Mechaveroi. The Taz in a few places says Mechaveroi Ve'afilu Mechaveroi. We did a raid bite on this once from the Yad Malachi. But the point is that if it's a Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and one other Tan in Shas, this is the most basic fundamental principle in Kol Yapsak. It's easy. Halacha Ki Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi. So based on that, you would expect the Halacha to be that you can eat the Karban Pesach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim at Shas Chipazin. Until Alois HaShachar, which would mean that nowadays you can eat the Afikoymen, what we call the Afikoymen, until the morning. Because the Afikoymen is a zeichet to the Karban Pesach, and there's an idea of Anshas Chipazin. Isn't there something about Chatzos? Yeah, it's Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. But who's Rabbi Loza ben Azariah's Bar Plukta? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. Stating that, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Erech Chaim, it's in Tov Ayin Zayin. Mechaber says the Achag Mar Kol Asudo at the end of the entire meal Oichlin mi matzah hashmura tachas amapa. We eat from the matzah that's underneath the mapa kizayis. Why do we eat a kizayis and matzah at the end of the meal? We already ate our kizayis at the beginning of the meal. That's how we washed, and then we ate a ganze suda shulchan aruch. Why are we eating another kizayis? Says the shulchan aruch zeichel lePesach. It's a zeichel to the Karban Pesach, and the reason we eat it at the end of the meal is because the Karban Pesach was also eaten at the end of the meal. Because the Karban Pesach was nechal al asoiva. That's the way it was supposed to be eaten. And the afikoymen, this last kezayis, is to remind us of what was the Karban Pesach. Because you have to eat it the way the Karban Pesach was eaten. It was eaten al asoiva, which means after the chagigos yudalit at the end of the meal. So we do the same exact thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch v'yechleinu ba'seiva. You should eat the afikoymen ba'seiva. V'lo yivarech olav. You shouldn't make a bracha. And then the Mechaber says, v'yezor. And you should be careful. You have to make sure that you eat it before Chatzos. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shekim and Shuzeichel Pesach, being that the Koyim is a Zeichel to the Karban Pesach, Tzoruch lo oichloi bezman haPesach. VaPesach einoi nechol ad Chatzos. And the Pesach was only eaten up until Chatzos. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Ayin Zayin of Katan Aleph, that we paskin like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Even though Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. And over here, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is Chaverish Rabbi Akiva, Afal Pikein, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So what's Pshah? If Talach Rabbi Chaverish, so why are we Paskin Rabbi Loza ben Azariah? So the Rishonim speak out. The reason is because there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah said, "Pesach acher chatzos metames hayadayim." After chatzos, the Pesach was metames hayadayim. And the Gemara said, "Why? Alma mechatzos havalei noiser." Because once chatzos happens, the carbon Pesach becomes noiser, and noiser is metames hayadayim. And the Gemara said, "Oh, Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef said, man tana, who's the tana? The Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it's true. Say the Rishonim halacha kum Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi." However, there's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, today's daf, our Mishnah, and being that it's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah trumps halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. So this is always fun when you have two different klalei apsak that are at odds at each other. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi and halacha k'stam Mishnah, for example. So what exactly is the machriya? But over here, say the Rishonim, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But this is very important, the next part. And that is not all the Rishonim hold this way. Shulchan Aruch paskin is that way. And the Shulchan Aruch is coming from Ashitas HaRishonim. But not all the Rishonim paskin that way. And I think it's kedai. There's a Bir Halacha right in the beginning of Simon Tafai and Zion. And just very quickly go through what the Bir Halacha says. Says the Bir Halacha. Ayyib Mishnah Brura, Masha Kosafti, Shatarach Lazar Ma'oid. You have to be careful. Why? Ki B'gmar Isa, the Ladas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Pesach Menat Torah, Enei Nechel Elad Chatzois. Is Hu Adin Matzah, says the Bir Halacha. Oba v'yesh pluk de bein ha-rishoinim im halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Really, it's a machlokes rishoinim, if we paskin this way. The yesh harbe stomei mishnah kavase. Because there are many, says the Bir Halacha, not just ours daf, but there are many stomei mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that would seem to suggest you should paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Oi, k'Rabbi Akiva, maybe we should paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Mishum da halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaver. Says the Bir Halacha, this is the Chofetz Chaim talking. V'das harambam, v'arava magid, ubalo itur. The Rambam doesn't paskin that you have to eat the carbon pesach before chatzos. The Rambam and these other Rishonim hold you have the whole night. The Eishoimim, the Gamdas Harif came, that even the Rif held that way, because the Ref left out the halacha of Rava. Rava said that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you'd have to eat the matzah before chatzos. Why did he leave it out? Maybe because he didn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ochein says the Bir Halacha, Yesh Harbi Migdolei Rishonim Desfiru Leila Chatzos Leyotzadei Chavasa. But the many Rishonim that hold not that way. Vehem Rabbeinu Chananel. Vehasmag b'shem Ariba Latoisves, vehamortchai, v'rabenu Yeruchim, v'chem etzadi the orzarua gamkein, v'harikeach. So if that's the case, so that's mashma. You have to eat it until chatzos. Then says the Bir Halacha, there's a third shita, v'harikeach, v'harosh, v'harajba, v'haran. Mistapku was there. They weren't sure. Bottom line is, there's three shitas in the Rishonim. You have the shita that holds you have the whole night. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveret. You have the shita, which is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, until Chatzos, Stamei Mishnah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then you have Rishonim that weren't sure. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveret. But then again, it's Stamei Mishnah, and they were masupik. So says the Bir Halacha, that even though I'm telling you have to be very careful, but if you want to know the emes, the emes is not so partial what the halach is. And if somebody would eat Dafi Koyman after Chatzos, at the very least, he would be Yoytzeh the Rambam Shita. So with this introduction, the introduction that it's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Akiva, whether you have to eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos, which means today if you have to eat Dafi Koyman up until Chatzos. The introduction that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But at the same time, the Bir Halacha says not so partial. And really, it's a big time Machlokes Rishonim. And really, what the Shulchan Aruch was paskining was the Chumrah. But really, there's major, major plates, Hamila Hamlismach, if somebody, Bizman, has wanted to eat Afi Koyman after Chatzos. So, with that introduction, I think it's Kedai to revisit. I think it's Kedai to revisit the famous Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, which is in two places in Shalos Teshuvos Avnei Nezer. We'll go through it in his Eruch Chaim, Hilchos Pesach. It's Simen Shin Pei Aleph. But before the punchline of the Avnei Nezer, which is very, very well known, just to introduce it, just to see the rest of the story, the lumdus of how the Avnei Nezer built up and got to his chiddush. Before we eat matzah to Leila Seder, we make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav, V'tzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah. And the Avnei Nezer asks a bomba kasha. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, so the Rambam makes an observation. He says, there's some birchas ha-mitzvos where when we make the bracha, so we describe the mitzvah as in the sense that we're doing it right now. And then there's sometimes we describe it more b'losh nister, more in the theoretical. So for example, just a classic example. You put on your tefillin shal yad, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. And when you put on your tefillin shal roish, it's al mitzvahs tefillin. So in one case, it's lohaniach. You're talking about the mitzvah, ksharten. And the other time, it's more, oh, al, there is a mitzvah. There's something called mitzvah's tefillin. Al netilas yodayim. Sometimes you make the bracha leishev bas, not al yeshiva sukkah, leishev bas sukkah. So how are you supposed to know what bracha to make? It's very confusing. In general, nusach ha-bracha is a major, major sugya. And the Rambam talks about it a little bit in Perikif Yoralef and Ilchas Brachas. And the Rambam gives his akdara. The Rambam says that anytime a person does a mitzvah for himself, mevarich lasos. Also, if you make the bracha for somebody else, mevarich alasit. Kate said, lavash tefillin, mevarich laniach tefillin. Nesati betzitzis, mevarich lisatif. Yoshe basuka, mevarich leshe basuka, etc., etc. Skipping. Avalim kava mezuzah lacherim. If somebody would put up a mezuzah for somebody else, mevarich, he would make the bracha al kfias mezuzah. If you'd make a maka for somebody else, alasias maka. If somebody does bris mila for someone else, you make the bracha of al hamila. So that's the Rambam's akdarah. The Avudram has different akdarahs. There's different akdarahs of exactly what it is. And there's kashas on it. When I wash the tilas yodayim for myself, I make al netilas yodayim. We just mentioned al mitzvahs tefillin, even though you're doing it for yourself, or al mitzvahs is. The point is, this is a major sugya. Ayin Shom. But says the Avni Nezer, if you go through the sugya, there's no reason in the world when we eat matzah, we should make the bracha of al achilas matzah. On all accounts, no matter how you machriya the sugya, matzah should be no different than sukkah. So sukkah is leishev ba sukkah. There's no reason in the world that when it comes to matzah, it shouldn't be lechem matzah. So freak the Avni Nezer, why do we make the bracha of al achilas matzah? So Rabbi Nezer said as follows. He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds in Masechtas Pesachim daf kuf chaf amid beis that the matzah has to be eaten before chatzos. Why does it have to be eaten before chatzos? V'achos abaz v'alay lazer v'avakti beretz Mitzrayim v'alay lazer. He has a gzeres shava hazeh hazeh to teach me how to be chatzos. What's the gzeres shava? Because when was Makkas Bechairis? Kechatzos. So Makkas Bechairis was by chatzos. This also has to be by chatzos. Freit Rabbi Nezer, it's a plea and a scoffer. I don't understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Says there's no Havana by me. This was the Kasha that was talking on Avni Nezer. Just to appreciate where he came from when he said his massive Chiddush that we're about to learn. But the Kasha that bothered him was this next Kasha. Not the first Kasha. This Kasha. And that is, when was Makkas Bechairis? Up until Chatzos? No. Makkas Bechairis was Chatzos. It happened literally at the moment of Bechatzos, Kechatzos, beginning of Masechtas Brachos. But it happened Chatzos. So he says, I don't understand. If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a gzeirus shava that says that Korban Pesach has to be like Makkas Bechairis, so the din should be, by Chatzos, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. At the moment of Chatzos. So like when you daven vasikin, everyone's staring at the clock. So it's the same thing. You have to stare at the clock, you watch it tick, you know what time Chatzos is, to the second, and at that minute, boom, you chow down the afikoyman. Ala soiva. That's really what the mitzvah should be. So he's like, verstehen it. If the Makor is Chatzos, how's the mitzvah at Chatzos? It's two different zmanim, it's no shaykhis. Makkas Bechairis didn't happen up until Chatzos. It's not the pshat that the mitzvah would dine the whole night and then Chatzos, everything stopped, the music stopped. No, it's not what happened. What happened was they died at the moment of Chatzos. Some man of Shachreit Abnines, if there's a Gzeri Shavu, then the halacha that comes from the Gzeri Shavu should be as medaf es and dafi koimim bechatzos. Zog dafnines, medaf zogim poshit. You have to say poshit, it's not possible. Chatzos is a moment. You could start Shemayna Esrei by Vasikin, but you can't eat a kezayis of matzah in a moment of Chatzos. It's not possible. But says Rabbi Nezer, it's for that reason, as a bediyeved, Chazal say, you know what you should do? You should eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Really? Eat the Korban Pesach at the moment of Chatzos. Of Isinit Megloch. And as a result, we have to resort to an understanding of the Gezeirah Shavu that's feasible. So by definition, what the mitzvah must be is at the very least have it eaten by Chatzos. Says Avni Nezer, if that's the case, the mitzvah is not so much eat it, but that make sure that when Chatzos happens, it was eaten. That's why the Nusach HaBracha is not Lechol HaMatzah, but the Nusach HaBracha is Al Achilas Matzah. But then Avni Nezer says something else. That's Dvarim Neflam. Says Avni Nezer, I think if you understand this, we can appreciate the tiefkeit of Emaftirin Achar HaPesach HaFikoyimen. The first part of the daf. What's Pshat Emaftirin Achar HaPesach HaFikoyimen? The Pshat is because really we were supposed to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. But it's not possible. So you know Chazal said, you'll eat the Korban Pesach when you eat it. Because what are you supposed to do? There's no other way for you to do it. But at the same time, when it comes Chatzos, That's the Zman Kiyom HaMitzvah. That's really when you were supposed to eat it. That's the Balai Lazeh. You should have the time of the Karma Pesach in your mouth. Or nowadays, when it comes Chatzos, you should have the time of Dafi Koimen in your mouth. Because that's really when the mitzvah is being discussed. This is not a mitzvah of Lechel to mitzvah of Alachilas. And really, it's playing out by Chatzos. You just physically can't do the whole Maisa by Chatzos. So you'll do the Maisa first, but it'll be manifested Kiyom by Chatzos. Aim of Tir and Achara Pesach Afi Koimen is to have the Tama. What, you have to have the Tama until when? Until Wednesday? What? For the rest of Yontif, you have to taste the matzah? You have to taste the Pesach? No, there's a Tivkeit in it. The Tivkeit is that Chatzos is when the mitzvah is Mekuyim. That's when the mitzvah is playing out. And you have to taste it by Chatzos. Said Avni Nezer, I want to say a very big Chiddush. It should come out that after you eat the Afi Koimen, you can't eat, right? Aim of Tir and Achara Pesach Afi Koimen. But only until Chatzos. After Chatzos will essen, you can eat whatever you want. Because once Chatzos passed, what's the Indian of having a Tam Matzah? What do you have to have a Tam Matzah for? What, I have to have it through Chol HaMoed? The whole idea, there's a Havana in it. Not Stama Halacha, there's a Pshat, said Avni Nezer. The Pshat is because the mitzvah really plays out by Chatzos. I mean that the mitzvah plays itself out by Chatzos, so we want you to taste it at the very least by Chatzos. Because that's the best we can do. We can't do better than that. So at the very least, have the time at a Karban Pesach. Have the time at Afi Koimen. But what happens afterwards. Who cares what happens afterwards? So Zok Davni Nezer, all the fees, that's gewaldig. He said, because we know there's a big machloikis, la halachno, that we pass with Blazman Azai, like the Chacham. Shulchan Aruch says Allah is like Blazman Azai. But it's not so posh, the Rambam didn't pass like Blazman Azai. Yeshayim, the Rif, Ayim Bir Allah, it's a major shayla, really, what you're supposed to do. And this causes people anxiety at the Leila Seder, it's lachats and fights break out, right? Because this is a major issue. You have to eat it before Chatzos. You don't have to eat it before Chatzos. You start late, you start early. And what do? What time do you eat Afi Koimen? I ate it 4 in the morning. This all comes from the Shaila. Davni Nezer says, Chaban Eitz, Chaban Posh the Eitz. I don't even know what the problem is. You know what you do? You watch the clock. And when it comes around Chatzos time, you sit down and eat a Kazayas Matzah. Allah Soyd, it's gewaldig. You eat it before Chatzos. You eat the Kazayas Matzah and you make, it's like a Geshmaka Matzah, and you eat it before Chatzos. And you make it tonight. And the Tanai is as follows. If the Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then you have to eat Afi Koimen before Chatzos, because the Karban Pesach had to be before Chatzos. When I'm eating now is the Afi Koimen. And you eat it. And then you watch the clock, and as soon as it's 1:04 or whatever time Chatzos is, you bring out the chicken soup. You continue the Suda. It's not a problem. I am Aftir Nachar Pesach Afi Koimen. What's the problem? It's not Chatzos anymore. The whole Isner is in the Zman of the Achilo. I had the Tam HaMatzah in my mouth by Chatzos. As a result, I'm going to be okay. And then you say, but if the Halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Halacha is like the Chacham, I didn't eat Afi Koimen. I don't want to eat Afi Koimen now because I want to continue eating my meal. So then what I'll do is I'll continue. This was just another Kezayas Matzah, right? Rav Chalipsim Meshchicha. There's room for another Kezayas Matzah at the Leila Seder. You'll eat another Kezayas. Then you'll finish your suda at the end of the suda at 4 o'clock in the morning. Market islay, or market islay. I call kaminig aviseinu. So then you go ahead and you'll eat another kezayis and you'll say, if really the halacha is like the chachamim, that wasn't my kezayis of Afi Koimen. This is going to be my kezayis of Afi Koimen. This was the chiddush of the Avni Nezer, and this was his practical solution. This is what the Avni Nezer said that you should do. It's interesting that in the Briska Haggadis they bring that the Briska Rav heard this chiddush from the Avni Nezer. And the Biskarov said, it's gewaldig. He had tremendous hanah from the Chiddush. But he had one ha'ara on the Avni Nezer. He didn't understand why you need a tanai. What make a tanai for? He says, you need a tanai? He says, you have to have kavono when you eat Afi Koimen, as a chest Afi Koimen, l'shem Afi Koimen. But that first thing, kizayis matzah, das daf menton, Allah soiva. And if you eat a kizayis matzah, Allah soiva, you yoitz in a mitzvah. So the Biskarov said, it's all gewaldig. Oh, but nafish kai tanai. He says, eat a kizayis. But just eat the kezayis. And if you're going to eat the kezayis, that in and of itself is going to be okay. I saw in the Mikrei Kodesh from Perish Pesach, or Tzvi Pesach Franks. This is in Pesach, Volume 2. It's Simen Nun Vav. He brings that his shvager, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, told him that he heard that Rabbi Chaim Briska was worried about Chatzos and Ish Chatzos, right? Shkia, Chatzos. So he was very worried about Chatzos, and he used to do this Eitzah of the Avnei Nezes. And the Briska Agadis, they say that the Briska Rav liked it, but in Mikroi Kodesh, Rabbi Pesach said he heard from his shvager, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, that Rabbi Aryeh Levin told him he heard it b'shem Rabbi Chaim, stating that it's to do with that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and this is in Chelek Ches of the Igros Moshe, it's in Rabbi Chaim Chelek Hei, it's Simen Lamed Ches, if cotton Ches, Rabbi Moshe didn't like it. Rabbi Moshe said, Tomua lismoich al svara ba'alma neged kol hadoiros. The Ramesha said that I hear it, but it's a svara ba'alma at the end of the day, and it's going keneged who? Not Rishonim, not Achronim, not Poiskim. It's going keneged all the Dairis. There's no Messiah on such a Chiddush. And said Ramesha, afilo ha yisvara berura, I would have had a problem with it. Ubefratshi his svara kalusha ma'od. He says he thinks it's a very shvach svara. That's what Ramesha said. But Ramesha nidigris Moshe, as he's gedrukt, but said that he wasn't so happy with the svara, and he felt kosher lismach, stating that it's yudua that amongst chassidim or al kaponim, this is a famous shtickle from the Avnei Nezer, and in Brisk, they very much like the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, the Briskerov, Reb Chaim Briska, and not just that, they were even meisif on the Avnei Nezer. They held that it's such a good svara that it works in and of itself, and medafnish afilu machanat tonight.